reason for doing it, because it's the same position as my son. Well, Dorothy sat there interviewing Irving Moran in Provincetown on August 31st, 1968. And I have had the chance to see a few of your exhibition paintings, which are here in your home. And I was interested in what you were telling me about the fact that although these are rather recent, they are not necessarily typical because of the changes in your work over a period of years. Would you like to expand on that a little bit?
Yes, that particular painting that you saw in my living room was a painting that was started 4 or 5 years ago. And at the time it was even started, it had a throwback in style to a previous period of that dated before 1960, which occurs to me sometimes because the way I work is sometimes rather than a totally disciplined approach or form, I kind of use a free associate thing, and certain things occur sometimes that pull me back into a previous style. I notice that happens also in many of the paintings of Picasso. Something happens when he does a period painting of a different period within another period. However, that's not an explanation of why I do it, but it occurs. So that painting is not really typical of the kind of painting that I generally do. I didn't say generally.
Is it typical of your color? I notice there's a very consistent attitude toward color in most of your paintings.
It's typical in color. The subject matter is somewhat flattened more in the more recent paintings.
It's more flattened in this painting, yes.
And the color is, there's a kind of a vibration of color. I mean, the vibration of the painting is coming out of a vibration of color. Though the subject matter is still figurative, it's not a totally abstract painting. It has a more abstract element than that particular painting.
Do you work from the figure, or are your paintings sort of more abstract?
No, I don't work from the figure at all. I don't have models posed for the painting or anything of that sort. I work from the figure when I draw, but not when I paint.
Yes. How would you like to start a painting?
Well, in recent years, the way I start a painting is by freely associating a large masses of colors and associating content with the associated color movement, and then developing that concept. In other words, the painting seems to grow organically, rather than my having a prearranged concept before I start.
So you may not know when you begin whether it will be a landscape or a figure. Is it mostly figurative?
Generally, it's mostly figurative, with possibly containing landscape. But it's my associations have always been with figurative. My whole background. It came out of a kind of humanistic approach to painting, so that the figure still remains. I find it very difficult to eliminate the figure of painting.
Does it have a rather symbolic connotation to you?
I really can't answer that question. Mm-hmm. Naturally, it has a symbolic connotation.
But not necessarily one that can be expressed in words.
No. As a matter of fact, there's a great attempt to organize the paintings in a manner that they cannot be spoken about specifically.
Mm-hmm.
They can only be seen, understood when they're seen, not talked about.
Yes. Well, I gathered that from the quality of the composition and the degree of abstraction and color. You spoke of your painting having come out of a humanistic background. I assume that you were getting started as a painter in the 30s. And this is a period when artists often thought of their work, you know, in that context, in terms of, it was a time of great preoccupation with social events and changes and so on. Where were you at that time?
Well, in the 30s, I was in New York City.
Were you on the project?
I was on the project, yes. I joined the project, had a large project on 1934. And naturally, as you had said, when he came out of art school, I was a young man. I came out of art school, the prevalence was involvement with social affairs and the social needs of people, duties.